Let's move on to page 30, molecules and atoms. Matter is made up of very small particles, which are called molecules. Please underline the definition of a molecule on this page, the red line on the first paragraph. A molecule is the smallest particle of a substance which can exist independently. An atom is the smallest particle which makes matter. Now, John Dalton discovered that a molecule itself is made up of still smaller particles which are called atoms. After that, it was found that atoms can be divided into further smaller particles, electrons, protons, and neutrons. Here you have to underline the sentence, atom can be divided into electron, proton, and neutron. Arrangement of molecules. In case of solids, we have learned that the molecules are very closely packed. There is hardly any space between them. Now, the space between these molecules is called intermolecular spaces. Now, in case of solids, there is hardly any intermolecular space. Therefore, the force of attraction between the molecules is very strong, and the molecules cannot move away from each other. That is why solids have a fixed shape. In liquids, the molecules are loosely packed. There are large intermolecular spaces, and the force of attraction is also lesser than that in solids. That is why liquids can flow. In case of gases, the molecules are very loosely held and they are very far apart. There are large amount of intermolecular spaces between them, and hence the force of attraction is very less. In the diagram given, can you see the three boxes given? Solid, liquid, and gas with the molecules inside. In case of the solids, can you see the molecules? So many molecules, very tightly packed, no spaces in between. And in case of liquid, you can see little intermolecular spaces. And in case of a gas, the intermolecular spaces are very large. That is why they can move around freely in all directions. Now, your activity 4. It shows the presence of intermolecular spaces in the molecules of a liquid. Say we take a cup of water. It's a liquid. Then we pour little sugar into it. Sugar is a solid. Now the particles of sugar and the particles of water will mix. And what will happen in between the water molecules? We see that there are spaces, because liquids, we know that there are spaces in between the molecules. So inside these spaces, the sugar molecules will fit itself into it, and when we stir it, it will mix, and the solid particles and the liquid particles will mix with each other. This shows that the liquids have intermolecular spaces. Next is your activity 5, to show that the gas molecules diffuse very easily. If we apply perfume in one corner of a room, the fragrance of the perfume spreads to the entire room, and we can get it from the far end of the room. How does this happen? The perfume particles, the molecules, spread all over the room through the air, because air is a mixture of gases, and the gases have the particles which are very far apart, and there are a lot of spaces in between them. So the perfume particles can easily move around, and the gas molecules diffuse easily, and hence it can move freely in all directions.